the very nature of temptation is that when you're in it, none of that material is available. It seems as if all the things that we believe drop away, and we're kind of just left confronted with the stuff that's arising. And there is a difference between a temptation of the understanding and a temptation of the will. The temptation of the will is a much more difficult thing to cope with. In saying that, no matter what's going on in terms of that more external aspect of the stuff that we're confronted with, we return to the text. We look for something to work with, and we just take hold of that and hang on to that. And it might look, we mightn't see the connection. It might just seem such a disconnected thing for us. The word may seem just totally disconnected for what's going on in our life, but it's not. And that's sort of what I come back to in difficult times and when I'm really struggling, is that, you know, the text can support me. I just hang on to that, even if I can't see how it is supporting me. Just being engaged with it allows for something to be present that wouldn't be present otherwise.